ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 13, 13, text number 12. Kachit kachit chinadanastutasmin. Kachit kachit chinadanastutasmin. Sayasanastana viharahina. Sayasanastana viharahina. Yachan parad apratilabda kamah. Lajan parad apratilabda kamah. Parakya drishtir labhate vamanam. Parakya drishtir labhate vamanam. Translation. On the forest path of material existence, sometimes a person is without wealth, and due to this, does not have a proper home, bed or sitting place, nor proper family enjoyment. He therefore goes to beg money from others. But when his desires are not fulfilled by begging, he wants to borrow or steal the property of others. Thus he is insulted in society. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The principles of beg, borrow, or steal are very appropriate in this material world. When one is in want, he begs, borrow, or steals. If begging is unsuccessful, he borrows. If he cannot pay, he steals. And when he is caught, he is insulted. This is the law of material existence. No one can live here very honestly. Therefore, by trickery, cheating, begging, borrowing, or stealing, one tries to satisfy his senses. Thus, no one in this material world is living peacefully. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanam Janam Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yanam Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yanabhutale Sayam rupa kadamahyam darati sapadam tikam. Namo mahavadanyaya Krishna prema padayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gora otishe nama Sri Krishna chaitanya Prabhu nityananda Sri Advaita Radharo Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vishnavebhyo namo namaha Mukam karuti bachalam Pangum langayate girim Yat kripam tamaham vande Shiguruji nataranam. So this is the sad condition of the conditioned soul in the material world, that sometimes it becomes deprived of everything. He doesn't have even what to eat, where to sleep, no more home, bed or sitting place. And he cannot enjoy to have a family. This happens nowadays, you can see so many people in the street, no? Living in such condition of life. And so many also poor countries where many, many, many people live without proper home, without enough food, very difficult situation of life, the material world. While the living entity is normally meant to live in the divine opulence of the spiritual world, where every tree is a wish-fulfilling tree that can give anything and everything. But due to forgetfulness of Krishna, the living entity then finds itself, himself, in such a poor condition of life. Lord Chaitanya said to Sanatana Goswami, this is like a man who is living in a very poor hut, but actually under his hut there is a treasure, but he doesn't know. There is a treasure. Somebody put a treasure under hers, under his hut. But he is living very poorly in that hut, maybe some straw hut or mud hut. But one day one astrologer comes and tell him, actually there is a great treasure under your heart. If you just have to dig a little bit and you will find that treasure. See the allegory Lord Chaitanya is explaining to Sanatana Goswami, that actually the jiva living in this material world is in a very poor condition, always in want. But there is a treasure within his heart. It is there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai. Sravanadi Sudachite Karaye Udhai. Pure love for Krishna is eternally situated in the heart of every living entity. According to this verse, that means that even Stalin or Hitler, they have a pure love for Krishna in their heart. Even Tito, even all these dictators, all these persons who kill so many people, they had a pure love for Krishna in their heart. But it was so much covered that they didn't know they had that treasure in their heart. So they were thus living a very poor life. Poor life, because the king on earth is a very poor life. It's, even if you are king, this is considered a very poor life because there is no real enjoyment. How much pleasure can money and family members can give you? Edana yovana putra parijana itekiyache para titi. What kind of pleasure this thing can bring you? Dana. Money, wealth, yovana, youth, putra, sons, parijana, friends, relationship in this world. Edana yovana putra parijana. Iti kya cheta parati iti. What real kind of happiness this can bring you? No real happiness. The soul is meant for a higher happiness. The soul aspires for a higher happiness than this flickery things and the relations in this world. So that treasure is already in our heart. It's already here. We are searching outside, but actually it is inside. We are trying to get so many things from outside. We're thinking, I will be happy. My happiness is lying outside. I have to do whatever I can in order to try to get it. But this is the illusion. This is called Bahirmukha Jiva. The Jiva who thinks happiness will be outside. So he's turning his face and life toward the outside world. Bahirmukha. Mukha means face and Bahir means outside. Bahirmukha Jiva. He turns his face and means life and quest to the outside. Thinking, yes, there are so many things in this world. If I can get all these things, if I can get a very nice, you know, villa on the sea shore, you know, with a swimming pool, now they do. Like from swimming pool, you have the vision of the sea. You know, you're there in your swimming pool, on the cliff, and you can see the sea, like heavenly planets. They're trying to make the heavenly planets. Because in the heavenly planets, people they can fly also. So they have this three dimension is very much developed, you know. But here we are working a lot on two dimension. That's why we like to make skyscraper also, because when we are on top of skyscraper, we're looking things from above, no? It gives some kind of nice perception when you look, no? From very high, or you go in Montreal, on Mont Royal, you go on top, you're looking, it's nice vision, no? The demigods, they have this always because they can fly and they can, so their cities, they are not only on a flat level. Our cities, they are very flat, you know. But their cities, they can have three-dimensional, more beautiful structures. And so they like this and thinking, oh, if I can get this kind of happiness or heavenly happiness, if not on this planet, then they will become even more they would desire even some higher happiness on heavenly planets. Mountains are more beautiful, seashore are more beautiful, everything is more beautiful. The Bahirmukha Jiva thinking, I will find out these things from outside. How much nice food I can get. You know, so many varieties of food. In heavenly planets, you cannot imagine how much variety of food is there. Just coming from the trees, you know. You don't have to make this growing food. They don't need it. It's there. It's described in Bhagavatam. Mangoes, such huge mangoes, they fall on the floor and they are so ripe that when they fall on the floor, juice is spreading all around and making rivers of mango juice. Huge mango falling. And everything is huge in the heavenly planets. If you look at the dimension in the Bhagavatam, mango tree is like hundreds of kilometers high. Hatita, yeah. Hope you're not under the mango when it falls. Otherwise, you got real mango bath. Or mango, how to say? Crush. Mango crush. Crushed by mango. So the jiva is aspiring for more and more happiness. Nityasiddha Krishna Prema Sadhaka Bunai. But he doesn't know that real treasure which is 1,000 times more precious than anything he can get outside, is already there within his heart. Every soul has already his own treasure within himself. So by the company of sages, one can understand this, that actually the treasure is within. The Upanishads have been written especially in order to make understand this to the conditioned soul. Your treasure is not outside, your treasure is within your heart. This is the beginning of spiritual life. One understands, oh, so what I am searching for is not outside, it is inside. Then he will become antarmukha jiva, soul looking inside himself. Yeah, let me search inside. So this is a spiritual life. Spiritual life means we are searching inside the treasure, no more outside. We're still relating with the outside world, but our quest will no more be in the outside world. Our quest will be in the inner world, in this world of our consciousness. Because the sages, they will also tell us that body is not considered the inner world. If you try to find in your bones where is that treasure, you will not find. If you try to find in your muscles or in your blood, it is not there, that treasure. Then also these three layers, ahankara, mana and buddhi, this ego, mind and intelligence, there are also some external coverings. If you think it is in your mind, you will find your happiness, like the philosopher, they think, yes, I will find the treasure in the mind. Let me search. The thinking, we are searching within. We are sages. But no, because they are still on the external level. Layer of the mind. So the treasure is still not there also. Intelligence, as well. Very great thinkers, you know, scientists, they're searching the treasure in the field of intelligence. Yes, I will be happy if I can understand this theory. If I can find theory, why this is working like that? That theory that can explain everything, we don't know. If I can understand this, that will be my happiness. No, because this is still external world. Inner world is inside body, inside mind, inside intelligence, inside ego. There you enter the inner world. This is like Russian puppet, you know, Russian puppet. Material body, inside the material body there is mind, mana. Then inside the mind there is intelligence, buddhi. Then inside the buddhi there is the ego, ahankara. Then inside the ego there is the soul. Soul is covered first with ego, then with intelligence, then with mind, then with this gross body. So this Russian puppet, you have to take one, then after you find the last one, you may put something inside, because in all the others, they are empty actually. What is there is another puppet inside. You can put something only in the last one, a small puppet. There you can put some one jewel. This is Krishna Prema, pure love for Krishna. It is there in the heart of the Russian puppet soul. Nitya Siddha. Eternally it is there. Nobody can remove it. So search within. This is the Upanishads tell us. Search within. Your treasure is within your heart. And Mahaprabhu told this allegory to Sanatana Goswami. The astrologer said to that poor man, actually, there is a great treasure under your heart. You just have to take it out. Now the question is how to find that treasure, how to unhearse it. So then the astrologer told him, if you dig from the, I don't remember which one, north or south, or, but this is allegory, even if I said not exactly according to what Mahaprabhu said, still, you can understand. If you, or maybe I can search this.
If you dig west, wasp will bite. If you dig north, the snake will bite. If you dig south, but east, when you dig on east, just little bit you dig, you will bite.
Yeah, so he's giving like this. Him knowledge that the treasure is there under your house, but you have to dig from a particular place. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Because if you dig from the wrong place, from the north or from the south, what will happen is that you will meet some problem. Oh, look, I just found. Oh no. Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm just arriving to heat. The astrologer asked, why are you unhappy? Your father was very healthy, but he did not disclose his wealth to you because he died somewhere else. Just as the word of the astrologer, name of astrologer is Sarvagya, means who knows everything. Yeah, Sarvagya. Yeah, who knows everything. This is Mahaprabhu using this allegory, Mahaprabhu's sense of humor and poetry. He called the astrologer Sarvagya. This sense of humor also in Krishna, no?
This is a parable.
Okay. This is a story, like imaginary story that Mahaprabhu is telling to Sanatana Goswami. The Vedic literatures advise one about Krishna consciousness when one is inquisitive to know why he is in a distressed material condition. By the word of the astrologer, the poor man's connection with the treasure was established. Now he knew, yes, I have one treasure. So this is by the mercy of the sadhu. The sadhu tells us, no, you're not poor, you have one treasure. Nobody is poor. You have treasure. This is what we are trying to do by giving these books to the people in the street. We are telling them, no, you're not poor. You're very rich. You have a treasure. It's there. We want to tell you how to find it. So, similarly, the Vedic literatures advise us that our real recognition is with Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although being assured of his father's treasure, the poor man cannot acquire this treasure by such knowledge alone. Therefore, the astrologer had to inform him of the means whereby he could actually find the treasure. Okay, I have a treasure, so now, how can I get it? The astrologer said, the treasure is in this place, but if you dig toward the southern side, the wasp and drones will rise and you will not get your treasure because there is some wasp and drones there.
So don't dig that from south. If you dig from the west, there is a big black snake that will devour you. If you dig from the north, no, from the west, there is a ghost who will create such disturbance that your hands will not even touch the treasure. And from the north, there is a big black snake that will devour you if you attempt to dig up the treasure from that side. However, if you dig up a small quantity of dirt on the eastern side, your hands will immediately touch the pot of treasure. So what is this allegory? It is explaining during there are different paths. The path of karma, the path of jnana, the path of yoga, and the path of bhakti. So, on the path of karma, wasp and drone will arise.
When we are fruit,
yes,
all the great stuff in the mind.
You will find some, impediments. On the path of jnana, knowledge, there will be a ghost who will come. The ghost of what is Prabhupada said? You know? Remember? What will be this ghost? Oh, Prabhupada, don't say it in purpose. Maybe impersonal liberation. Is it?
You cannot see it, but it's disturbing.
Yeah. And if you dig on the north, big black snake, this is if you take the path of yoga, there will be a big black snake, mystic power, that will devour you. So you will be deviated from the treasure, or you will be checked. You will not be able to get that pure love of Krishna which is within your heart. The path of the east is the path of bhakti. And that path is very easy. You just have to dig a little bit. And you will find treasure is there. Yeah? Because as soon as you start the path of bhakti, you will discover, yes, there is something in my heart. No? You just practice little bit. Practice little bit chanting, come in front of the deity, offer your obeisances. Sing in the kirtan. Then everybody will get that experience. Wow! Some feeling is there. This is awakening that you are arriving to the treasure. You know, when you're digging, if you're searching for water, for example, in the beginning you're digging dry earth, and after, you feel it start to become humid. Then the more you dig, humidity is increasing, no? Then you finally got the water. So in the same way, bhakti yoga, you may not get the full, a pure source of water from the beginning. In the beginning, you still have dirt. But still, you can feel from the very beginning, yes, there is some humidity there. So you know. It's already fresh, already pleasing sensation. You're digging. It's more pleasing to dig wet earth than to dig dry earth. So you're digging, and humidity is increasing. Then you get some mud, water and earth. Then finally you may get the phreatic, how do they call this? Phreatic, a map phreatic. How we say this in English? Yeah, we can say the source. Yeah. Then you got the pure water. So, treasure is in our heart. So, Mahaprabhu is telling to Santa and Goswami this. We have to search for our inner treasure. This is the pure love for Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna prayer.
So nice. You don't need to go anywhere. It's just
Sadhya Kabunai. Sadhya Kabunai means you don't need to get it from anywhere else. Sadhya Kabunai. Sadhya means. No, Sadhya means the goal. The goal is nowhere. Sadhya Kabunai. You don't need to have an external goal to try to get that happiness from outside.
But it can only be given by someone.
No, the path will be given to you by someone who knows the path. Sravanadi Sudachite. By the process of hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna with a pure heart, Karaye Udai, that love will automatically arise. Yeah, the astrologer is the guru, and he will tell you, dig from that type. And if you follow instruction of the great source, Mahajana, Yanagata, Sapanta, or Sarvagya, Yanagata, Sapanta, if you follow in the path of Sarvagya, the astrologer means guru. Sarvagya is Gurudev, because guru knows. Yeah, he knows where to dig. At least he knows where to dig, where to get the treasure. Maybe he may not know everything about the mangoes outside, but he knows about where is the treasure. So he can tell you. Because already he got the treasure. He found it. So he can tell you how to find it. And what he will tell you, Shravanadi, Sudachite, Karai Udai, then we will find that treasure will appear from itself. If you just embrace this process of Shravana Adi, means Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Pad, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam. This is what the Mahajan explained. Mahajan means they are explaining this nine Navina. Navavina Bhakti. Navavida Bhakti. Navavida Bhakti. They are explaining it to us. This is because this is a sure path. If you try this process, it will work. But you have to do it sudachite, with a pure heart. Means with good intention. Not in order to get some material benefit, but with the desire only to find that treasure. Only desire to find that treasure which is within your heart. Well, therefore, Supreme Lord Mahaprabhu is explaining to Satan Goswami, yes, you are very rich. Every living entity is very rich. But now we see, deprived of such understanding, that deprived of the knowledge where is our treasure, we become very poor in this world. Then he decides, Prabhupada explained, when you are poor and when you are in want, then there is three principles: beg, borrow, or steal. Kini bolu tibo hariname rasa. You know? Kini bolu tibo. This is called begging. Kini bolu tibo, beg, borrow, or steal. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said this. If I cannot get the nectar of the holy name, then I will beg for it. Or I will borrow it, or I will steal it. But somehow or other, I will get it. Yeah, the hand is justifying the means. By hook or by crook. Let me have that treasure. The treasure is this. Harinam rasa. Kini bolu tibo harinam rasa. This rasa, this experience, this taste for chanting the name of Krishna. This feeling, unlimited feeling which is there in the name of Krishna. That is what I want. I will get it, Bhakti. I will beg for it. Like, Eka kiya mara, naipaye balo, Harinama Sankirtane. By my own strength, I have no power to chant this name of Krishna. Tumi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya deho Krishna namadane. Please, Vaishnava Thakur, give me your mercy. Give me just one drop of faith, real faith. And like this, you will give me the holy name of Krishna. Because it depends on faith. If you chant with sound faith, very deep faith, holy name will reveal itself, himself. If you chant without faith or with only superficial faith, holy name will remain superficial. He will not reveal himself to us. So this is begging for the Vaishnavas. We have to beg the Vaishnava for that treasure. Hoye Vaishnava Thakura, Doyara Sagaram, you are an ocean of mercy. Edase Koruna Kori, please be merciful with this humble servant I am. So this is begging. Actually, this is the best process. Better begging than trying to borrow or steal. Better begging. The real process is begging. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is just saying, Kinibolu Tibo, if by begging I cannot get, I am ready to borrow or steal. That means he is expressing his intense determination. But how much can you steal the mercy of Krishna? You cannot really. You cannot. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, what does he mean by stealing? He means that if the Vaishnavas, they don't want to give me this, when I'm begging, then I will steal that love for the holy name of Krishna. I will steal it from them. How will I do? Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Charana Sparasha, I will touch their feet. Of those who are relishing the holy name. Those who have that love for the holy name, I will approach. And when they will not see me, I will touch their feet. Then I will steal it. Even if they don't want to give me, then I will do this. I'll come and very quietly, I will come near to them, then I will touch their feet. By touching the feet of those who have love for Krishna, you will get love for Krishna. This is another way. This is calling stealing way. How to steal it. But this touching of the feet must be we have to be it's not with a rude behavior, but with a deep faith. This person has love for Krishna. He has love for the holy name. You know, with deep faith and humility, I know I can get from him. With such faith in the purity of that person, we come and touch, without disturbing him, but we come and touch his feet. When you touch the feet of a Vaishnava, the faith you have at the time you're touching, that will make determine the benefit you will get from such touching. You understand? So many people, they touch the feet, but casually, like a matter of tradition, they will do this.
Nothing
will happen. See, something. Little thing. They just do, yeah, I know I have to do this touching. Like in India, all the children, they touch the feet of their father and mother when they come home, traditionally. But they don't have really deep faith. My father is a pure devotee. If I touch his feet, I will get love for Krishna. They don't think about that. They just do out of custom, you know. We touch the feet and put on his head. And in the Vaishnava society also, this is also well spread. The external actions. What? Yeah, I mean, it is also well spread in the Vaishnava society just to do the thing externally. So I will touch the feet or offer my obeisances to that sannyasi. I saw sannyasi. Oh, is the sannyasi? I offer my obeisances to him. If you do that, what you will get? You will get a little punya. You have respected someone who is higher in society. Because you only offer your obeisances because he is a sannyasi. You see, higher ashram, or I am not sannyasi, he has higher position in society, so I bow down. So you recognize his position and you bow down. What you will get? You'll get some benefit on the varnashram level only. But if you understand, well, this person has a treasure in his heart that I am deprived of, and you bow down, you get another benefit. You get the benefit that the treasure which is in your heart will start to be more closer, more reachable to you.
So faith and knowledge.
Yeah, faith and knowledge, we can say like this. If you see someone and you see, this person is such a pure-hearted Vaishnava, so dear to Radha and Krishna, let me bow down in front of him. You do that, you will get love for Krishna. You understand? Different level of mood, of attitude when we are doing the same. So, Charana Sparsha Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, we have to touch the feet of the Vaishnavas or bow down in front of them with such deep understanding who they are. If you understand this person, like Prabhupada, if you understand Prabhupada, he is a saintly man of India, let me touch his feet. So you will get some benediction. You will get. But not complete. Because he is more than a saintly man from India. So you will get more than only touching feet of an ordinary saintly man. But if you understand, he is an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna. He has a transcendental spiritual body, living eternally in the service of Radharani and Krishna. He is assisting them, serving them with his own hands, the divine hands of his spiritual body. He is making some own service, maybe massaging their feet, maybe dressing them, so he's very close to them. He's always around them, so close. He knows their heart. They speak their confidence to him. So close. Sometimes they ask him, do this, do that. Please, don't tell anyone. I'm telling you this. So close associate. You know how much close he is to Radha and Krishna? Which kind of service he's doing sometimes, cleaning the body of Radharani or Krishna. Or anointing their bodies with fragrant oil. So it's so close. If you understand, such a person now has appeared in this world, in this form, let me bow down to him. Then you get topmost benefit of offering your obeisances, that you will get connection with eternal associate of Krishna, within your heart. From that day, that person will remain shining in your heart. And you will know, yes. You know, now you will have one shelter. This is, you got some connection with eternal associate of the Lord. So now you know I have a shelter. I don't mind anything about this world. I only mind that this person will accept me in his service. Because if he accepts me in his service on this world, that means he also does so in the spiritual platform. When spiritual master engages us in his service for spreading the mission of Mahaprabhu in this world, that means he also at the same time accepts us in his service in the spiritual world. And by engaging ourselves in the external service of spreading the mission of Lord Chaitanya in this world under his guidance, then one day we will be welcome, we will be introduced into the internal service of the spiritual master in the spiritual world. So one who understands this, Vandamui Savadama Mati, I offer him my respectful obeisances with great awe and reverence. No? Shiguru Charana Padma, because I know in the lotus feet of that person there is pure love for Krishna. You understand? Vandamui, so I offer him my prayers and obeisances. Savadana means very carefully, with great awe and reverence. This is how we have to do, you know, with a deep understanding who is that person. Jahara prasadibhai, ebhavatariyayai. Because by his mercy, you can become free from this world, material world. So you bow down with a very deep feeling, you know, you take shelter. Finally, I came to the treasure, the matchless gift. Prabhupada is one of the matchless gifts which were inside the shop, you know. They found that shop, matchless gift, but there were no more gifts inside, no? There was only Prabhupada inside. And some Bhagavatam. So the matchless gift is Prabhupada. If you would have arrived in 26 Second Avenue 50 years ago, it was not yet there, but it will come in a few months. You will have found that shop with a matchless gift, and inside it there was nothing. There was Prabhupada. He was.
And he is giving.
He's giving this gift, and he's himself also a gift. He's also the gift of Krishna for humanity. Krishna sending, giving us as a gift the association of his devotee. When Haridas Thakur left this world, Mahaprabhu was dancing, you know. Then after he put body of Haridas Thakur under sea, in the water, and at the end, he said, Krishna had given me one treasure, one gift, by giving me the association of Haridas Thakur. And now Krishna has again taken back that treasure, and I'm becoming poor again. Yeah. He bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in ocean. Then after, put him in the sand on top of the dune. Where is the samadhi of Haridas Thakur nowadays? Mahaprabhu dug the hole with his own hands. While chanting, there was kirtan all the way. But what is interesting is that he said, Krishna had given me that treasure. He said, Haridas Thakur was the greatest treasure of this world. Krishna had given me that treasure by giving me his association. Yeah, but now again Krishna taken by this treasure. This is the proof that Vaishnava is a treasure. I'm justifying from Supreme Lord. Yeah, so Prabhupada was a matchless gift. If you understand this, by his mercy he can free you from this material world. This is a gift. Krishna prapti hoya, and he can give you your eternal relationship with Krishna. He can introduce you to the spiritual world and introduce you to the world of Krishna. When you arrive in spiritual world, what you will see? What will happen? What it will do there? You don't know, because you don't know nobody there. No? You have no connection. You're new. So what will happen? The spiritual master, in his eternal spiritual form, will now take you by the hand and introduce you to the inhabitants of the spiritual world. And he will introduce you to Radha and Krishna. You will not go there. You will not do that by yourself. You will be introduced by spiritual master. Krishna prapti hoyo yano. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koryakya. When you understand such a person, then your only desire is to hear the words from such dear associate of Krishna. No? From the lotus mouth, the words emanating from his lotus mouth. You want to hear more from him. Chitete Koryakya. And everything he tells you, you will put directly into your heart. You will not just let this go through your ears. You will take every word he is telling to you and put them in your heart. Chitete koryo akya. You will make your heart one with these words, because you understand the value of that person. Shiguru charane rati esi utama gati. The attachment to the lotus feet of such a person, Sri Guru, if you can develop love for his lotus feet, this is considered, that love is considered the topmost path to attain Krishna. How to attain Krishna the fastest possible? By developing love for his devotee. The more you will love his devotee, the more you will progress fast. And if you try something else, yeah, you may go slowly, slowly. But if you develop love for the devotees of Krishna, for his dear associate, Krishna will come and take you very fast. Because he is like that. He loves his associate. So if you start to develop love for them, Krishna will come and he will take you, because he will think, oh, that person, I like him. He's like me. He loves the same person I love. So you are already qualified to live in the world where this person lives, because you have already love for them. When your love for the associate of Krishna will be established, then you are qualified to enter into their world.
And love happens by service.
Yeah, love is expressed by service. You cannot just sit and say, I love you, I love you.
Oh, I love you so much, but I will not do anything.
Love means sacrificing for, means serving, desiring only the happiness of the object of love, of the object of worship. So, Sri Guru Charane Rati means developing love for the lotus feet of Sri Guru, Prabhupada, or any Vaishnava, Acharya. And dedicating our entire life to serving his lotus feet with the only thought, how to please him, how to make him happy. This is considered uttama gati. Gati means path. This is the topmost path, the quickest path to reach Krishna. And this is also the perfection, because gati means the path and it means also the goal. One word for saying the path and for saying the goal. Why? Because when you are on the path, this just question of time, you will reach the goal. No? So in Sanskrit, the way and the goal is only one word, gati. Because once you're on the good highway, you know, highway to San Francisco, once you are on the highway to San Francisco, just matter of time, you'll go to San Francisco. You cannot become lost now. You are on the highway to San Francisco. You just go in front, just go forward as fast as you can, according to your car. You will reach. No? When we are lost, we ask for direction. You know, the people, they will tell you, oh, you have to go this, take St. Catherine Street. No? So you're searching for St. Catherine. Then they will tell you, take St. Catherine Street, then just follow the streets. And you will get there, you know? So we search. As soon as you search, you find St. Catherine Street, you know, now it's okay. I just have to follow the street, isn't it? So in Sanskrit, gati, the way, the path, and the goal, they are in one word, gati. So this developing love for the lotus feet of the Vaishnava is the topmost path, and this is also the topmost perfection, uttama gati. Because on the spiritual world, in the spiritual world, you have also guru. It's not that when you arrive in the spiritual world, you don't have any more guru. We are eternal servant of our guru. When we will reach the spiritual world, still we will find our spiritual master there, but in another form. And we will be still his servant. Him or another one. That means that may be the same person that we are serving in this world. That may be another person. In that case, our spiritual master will introduce us to that other person and handle us to that person. He will offer us to that person, and that person will become our guru or our, group leader in the spiritual world. And the inhabitants of the spiritual world, they have complete love for their leader. Who is their leader? You know, all the Manjaris, for example, they have complete love for Rupa Manjari. She is the leader of the Manjari. Or there may be some different groups also. All the Sakha, they have love for Sridham and Sudham. If they are in the group of Sridham, everybody have pure love for Sridham. They are all in the group of Sridham. The others are in the group of Sudham. So for them, the most, the person they love the most is Sudham. The other they love the most is Sridham. You know, different. They all love Radha and Krishna. But among the associates, they have their special attachment to this one or that one. That makes some groups. So this is Shiguru Sharanerati. This attachment, love for a particular person who is associate of Krishna, this is considered also topmost attainment, the level of perfection where all desires are fulfilled. And this is also the topmost path, because when you develop love for the spiritual master in present in this world, that will fulfill all your spiritual desire. So with such a face, we have to approach the Vaishnava. This is why Narottam Das could give us this song, in order to understand. You're not bowing down to a saintly man, you're bowing down to an associate of the Supreme Lord. Do it with the proper consciousness, Savadana Mati. Then you will get incredible benefits. It's if you just understand. Chakchudan Diloye, Janme Janme Prabhuse. He is the one who gave me my eyes, spiritual eyes. Now I can see. I can see in the world within. I can see my treasure, which is there. Chakshudan, he has given me the treasure of sight. Divine, this is Divya Chakshu. But how he give you this vision? By Divya Gyan, giving knowledge, giving you spiritual knowledge. Then you know how to serve Krishna. Chant this name is engaging you, you know. Divya Gyan. Chakshudan Diloye. He's telling you, no, you're not this body. You are also an eternal servant of Krishna. As I am, you are also. And I want you to come with me in that world. And I will engage you there. You will get spiritual form. And I will engage you in the service of Radha and Krishna. He's giving, this is transcendental knowledge. So how can you get this? First, start by chanting Harinam Sankirtan. by this chanting, all your ego, intelligence, mind, and finally body will be destroyed, and you will be introduced to the transcendental world. You will get transcendental body. He has given me the wealth of divine sight. When you will open your eyes in your spiritual body, you will have what is called chakshu, vision, real sight. This is a spiritual sight. With these eyes, your spiritual eyes, you have also, we have also spiritual body, you know, we have a form. We have hands, legs, shoulders, beautiful face. That is, our beauty is unlimited, like Krishna. We are not ugly like we are right now. Please forgive me, I don't want to say that you are ugly, you are Vaishnava, so you are beautiful, but compared to what you are in the spiritual world, this is nothing. You are very beautiful in the spiritual world. And you have eyes, and with these eyes, only with these spiritual eyes, you can see the spiritual form of Krishna and Radharani. So this is real Chakshudan. This is the treasure of divine vision. By the mercy of Guru, he will give you that vision, because he will show you the path how to enter into this identity of yours, into your spiritual body, and be able to see with this eye. Chakshudan Tiloya. So jame jame, Prabhu say, because he has given me this, he is my Lord, birth after birth. This is gratefulness, you know. When you receive gift, you become grateful. So when you receive the topmost gift that cannot ever be repaid, you become grateful, birth after birth, for eternity. Indebted for eternity, no? Janme janme Prabhu say means I am indebted to him for eternity. I can never repay that. So birth after birth, I will be his servant. He will be my Prabhu, my master. And that means also that when I will arrive in the spiritual world, still he will be my Prabhu, my master, in his form, spiritual form. So connection is established. Jame Jame Prabhu say. Divya Gyana Ride Prakashito. By his mercy, transcendental knowledge is awakened within the heart. As we said, he is explaining us this transcendental knowledge. Divya Gyana, you are not this material body. You are a spiritual soul. You are meant to be serving Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world with the spiritual body. You are meant to be there to help for massaging their feet, bringing flowers, making garlands for them, and thus living in unlimited ecstasy of love. Because in this world, there is nothing else than pure, unlimited love. So you will be flooded every second by this pure love. Your entire being will be just like transported into the waves of this love. This is what you are. You're not. Don't identify yourself with this world. You're not this body, Prabhupada was always telling us. Divya Gyana Ride Prakashito. So he is telling us that knowledge, giving us that knowledge in our heart. Arise, awaken. You're not what you think you are. You are much more than this. 10,000 times much more. So understand really who you are. And by his mercy, by serving him, he will not only give us this knowledge intellectually, but also he will manifest this knowledge inside in our heart. Divya Gyana Ride Prakashito. Inside our heart, by serving the spiritual master, at some times we will get some realization. Wow! Then now we will really experience things, you know, feel, see, experience what he told us. Yes, we will realize that's true. Gradually, the experience will become more and more, more beautiful, more unlimited, more intense. So, in this way, he is revealing transcendental knowledge in our heart, giving us the realization How? Because he will gradually appear himself in our heart and reveal to us who he is. When we will see the spiritual master in our heart, this is called Divya Gyan, Vidya Prakashit. You realize, oh, he was such a person. In the first day when we met our spiritual master, we didn't really knew what kind of person he is. But by serving him, years after years, now when we see him in another way, no? We realize, wow. And that will be more and more along the years. The more we will dedicate to serve him, the more we will realize how beautiful is the Vaishnava. Prema Bhakti Jahavit, Avidya Vinashayati. His mission is to spread pure love for Krishna everywhere and in destroying ignorance. Ignorance means thinking that there is something else important than pure love for Krishna. He said, no, there is nothing is important, only one thing is important. Prema, Prema Bhakti, pure love for Krishna. And he's spreading this. Prema Bhakti Jahaoti. Sacrificing his entire life to spread Prema Bhakti. No? Avidya and destroy the ignorance. Don't think there is something else than Prema Bhakti. Everything else is useless. I mean, temporary. And will not bring you happiness. Only Prema Bhakti will bring you. Vidiga Ishahara Charita. Because he is so compassionate. The whole Vedas, they are singing his glories of the Vaishnava. No? How much verses there are there in the Vedas glorifying such personalities. In order to make us understand, please try to understand who these persons are. They are not ordinary person. Hold on to them with great care, with great awe and reverence. Vandumuli Savananamata. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu, he is an ocean of mercy. We need mercy. Mercy is the dynamic principle of spiritual life. If you want to progress, you need mercy. This is the only food you need. You don't need rice, you don't need dal. You need mercy. Only. And if you get mercy, I can ensure you, if you get the mercy, the real mercy of spiritual master, you will not mind about eating or sleeping. Yeah. If you get it, if you manage to get it, then you will not mind about the other thing. Because you will be so fully satisfied internally that even if there is no thing to eat or no time to sleep, you will not mind. Because he is ocean of compassion. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu, he is giving you the mercy of Krishna. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu, Adama Janara Bandhu. And he doesn't mind that you are the lowest of all in this world. Still, he is your friend. Adama Janara Bandhu. He is coming from such divine reality, but because his humility is also unlimited, he doesn't think, I am better than anyone. Vaishnavas think, oh, they are all my friends. And he will accept you as being on the same level as him. Because he knows you are actually, but you have lost your treasure. But he knows who you are. You are also one of them. You are like him. He knows you are like him in the spiritual world. It's just a question of time when you'll be back there. You will be like him. You will become one of his friends or subordinate. But even in spiritual world, those who are serving, like Mother Yashoda, she has servants. She doesn't think, oh, they are my servants. They are lesser than me. No. She loves them more than she loves herself. So for them, they are very precious, every one of them. This is one of the 27 qualities of Radharani. She has unlimited love for her girlfriends and maidservants. So, Adama Janara Bandhu, even though we are Adama, we are completely fallen. Adama means fallen. Like Adam in the Bible means the one who fell down. Adama Janara Bandhu, he is the friend of the most fallen. Such compassion. and he's just pouring that mercy of Mahaprabhu upon everyone. Even though I am most fallen, he is so merciful. Lokenar tokera jivana. Because of this, he is like the life and soul of everyone. He is most dear to everyone. He is the life. When someone is very dear to you, he becomes your life. That person becomes your life. This is that level of, appreciation we have to reach in order to enter the spiritual world. That Krishna must become more dear to you than your own life. Jivana. Krishna must become your jivana. Or pranamat, the Lord of my life. That means Krishna is dearer to you than your life. You're ready to die for him. No? Are you ready to die for Krishna? If you're ready to die for Krishna, then you're not far. You're very close. If you're not ready to die for Krishna, then still you're a little bit far. It means what it means? It means you are ready to lose everything for him. Even your own life. Even your own life you are ready. Even yourself you are ready to lose for him, for pleasing him. Yeah.
This
what we thinking
now that
your body, I make an act.
This ego.
Like Bhakti Rakshakshida Maharaj would say this always, die to live. That means the ego has to become dissolved. 100%. This is dying for Krishna.
And you know what that is, when this will happen? So it means not instant. You have to serve, engage in all this process.
Then Krishna will become your jivan, your life. More dear to me than my own life. Such precious. You will have such love for Krishna that he will be more dear to you than your own life, and the Guru also. Because he is the one by whose grace you obtain Krishna. So spiritual master will become more dear to you than your own life.
Yeah.
Aha Prabhu Kordoya Deha More Padachaya. O Master, O Gurudev, please be merciful to me. Give me the shade of your lotus feet. If I can be there and at the shade of your lotus feet, I am fully satisfied. This is the begging. Prabhu de Amore. May your glories be spread all over the three worlds.